Jacob Boehm is an Aboriginal artist based in Melbourne and theatre director. His latest production, Blood on the Dance Floor, tells his story and encompasses his experience living with HIV. The Wise Eloise Vias asked him why he decided to tell such a personal story.
All the kind of work that we see about HIV, whether it be in literature, television, film, theatre, it all kind of memorialised HIV as something that you die from. And that's not my experience of living with HIV. It's not the experience of many people I know living with HIV. So it was also putting another version of living with HIV out there in the public realm, plus also putting our voice, out, an Indigenous voice, into the conversation, which has been missing for quite some time.
What would you say is the foundation of your theatre work?
My very mixed upbringing, that or training in the arts. I started out as an actor. I then studied dance at NASDA, which is Australia's longest-running Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander dance training institution. So it was there I learned all kind of Western techniques in dance, but the main foundation was being trained by songmen and songwomen from around the country in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander dance. And it was that training where I learned that we, as Aboriginal people here in Australia, have what you could call performance-making methodologies or dramaturgies that are really old. They're older than Aristotle, they're older than Ibsen, Shakespeare, a lot of them. So that's what I kind of take into my practice. I have a master's in puppetry and a master's in playwriting from VCA, so it's a very multidisciplinary practice, which is actually not emerging new or innovative at all. It's actually quite ancient and traditional arts practice.
You did a show in Canada as well, and now you've come back here to Australia to perform. Would you say there are any differences in the kind of reception you got from your audiences in both countries?
Canadian audiences are very similar to us. You know, they have similar kind of senses of humour. Some of the kind of Australianisms, I suppose, kind of went over their head, but in general, really receptive and positive audiences. The situation in Canada is slightly, I think, worse in terms of the demographic of Indigenous people living with HIV. It's quite a high count. Unfortunately, latest stats that were released by the Kirby Institute in July, it all points to us as an Indigenous community being the high-risk group now for being diagnosed with HIV. While numbers have gone down amongst gay and bisexual cis men, unfortunately there are other groups that have been neglected, and that has caused a spike and a jump in detection rates.
Having said that this show is really personal and you are letting people completely into your personal life, how's your experience been so far?
People think it's brave. Maybe that's so, but I've lived with HIV now for 21 years. And the show's not just about HIV, actually. It's really about love. HIV just happens to be one of the things that is part of my life. It's not my entire life, and therefore not all of the show is about that. No, I think honesty is something we need a lot more of.
What do you hope to bring to your audiences with the show?
A really good laugh, because it's funny, and just the hope. If you paid attention just to the negativity that's going on in the world at the moment, stay hidden under the doona, so we need a bit more hope.
Jacob Boehm, Aboriginal artist and director of theatre production Blood on the Dance Floor, speaking to The Wire's Heloise Vias.